Oh, really? So why is wisdom such an important quality, and the hallmark of it is learning from the mistakes of others? Why wouldn't you want to learn from other people's mistakes? I don't understand this mindset, man. Oh, that's right, because if we didn't encourage people to make this specific set of mistakes, then we wouldn't be able to capture and control them for their entire lives.
I think we have to make
What about Jim Mattis, the general, former defense secretary under Trump one? He said, I read a lot of books so that other people make mistakes for me, so I don't need to make those mistakes that they made.
That's great in battle, but in life?
I got news for you, Tommy, you big dummy. Life and battle, no different, just intensity, but they're the same.
Good luck.
Hmm.
You're going to make a mistake.
Oh.
We've all made them.
Wait, nobody said you're not going to make mistakes, but wouldn't you want to minimize those mistakes as much as humanly possible by learning from other people who've gone through that situation so that you don't have to suffer the same consequences of a negative nature that they did? Huh? Oh, no, humans are fallible, so you have to make those mistakes. 100%, every mistake you've made is justified and right and good for you and couldn't be avoided. Is that what you're saying? She's so stupid.
We're stronger for them. I believe that.
No.
In my very core.
But no, that's not true. Oh, you know, if what don't kill you make you stronger. No, sometimes it makes you weaker. What are you talking about?
To avoid, like, tomorrow, not to belabor the point, but if you said there's some terrible mistake you could make tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm warning you about it now, so you don't have to make it.
Well, by her logic, you see, you can't avoid it. Everything is determined. This is our logic. This is a logical entailment of what she's saying, that, oh, well, it's impossible. Everything is determined. You can't not avoid. You can't avoid that. Okay? It's already been written.
Would you still choose to make the mistake so you're better for it and stronger for it, or would you try to avoid it?
That wouldn't be a natural situation, though.
Of course it is.
What are you talking about? You talk to me, you tell me about a situation, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I tell you what to me is obvious that it's a mistake and it's going to lead to X outcome because it's led to X outcome for me, and then you don't do that. What is she talking about? She's so dumb, and I love the way that she's so confident in her rejoinders. That's not a natural situation. It would ever happen. I'm surprised he's given her this much pushback, by the way.
Yes. That's what I could avoid it.
I don't think that's what moral education is. I don't think you make mistakes knowing that you're about to make a mistake.
No, of course.
In most cases. I think it's the hindsight that provides.
Right. But if you learn from others' mistakes, you wouldn't put yourself in the situation to begin with. That's why I'm out here trying to educate men and give them red pills so they don't get in the same bad situations. What she's saying is you can't avoid them. So just, you know, live your life and make as many mistakes. And right. But those mistakes, by the way, are life choices that her and this fraud, conservative Michael Knowles, and the powers that be are propagandizing you to make. But don't even try to learn and to avoid them because it's unavoidable. Mm-hmm. I see.
That.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. Growing up, you know, you said, hey, here's a rich...
I'll make it easier. Yeah. If you could tell me, hey, you could go back to when you were with so-and-so.
Yes.
And you...
Well, that's a totally completely different argument than the one that he just made, you dope... You idiot, you moron.
Could have completely avoided that.
Stupid ex-boyfriend.
You could have eliminated these three guys and gone straight to your husband. Would you have?
Yes.
No.
No!
No!
You had led me on.
Well, that is impossible. It's called time travel. And it's not possible. We're talking about future choices, dummy, not past ones. See how she changes the argument and switches, shifts the goalpost? All right, to try and make her point.
You were going to say yes.
No, because I learned and I grew from all of them.
Okay, that may be true, but who's to say that you wouldn't have grown more and been better and be a stronger individual if instead of making that mistake, you had avoided it because someone else gave you the wisdom to recognize that that was a bad situation to get involved into in the first place? Right? So have better decision. What he's actually talking about and what I'm talking about is something completely, totally different than she's talking about. And the failure here is the fact that she's stupid. And, you know, but the truth of the matter is, sweetheart, I'm talking about learning so you don't make as many mistakes. you develop better decision-making skills. No, no, no. We can't do that because that would require you to think for yourself, use reason, use logic, critically analyze situations, and then choose not to make a choice to get yourself involved in a situation if it's going to lead to poor outcomes. He's saying that's great. She's saying, no, 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 no. You need those poor outcomes because they make you stronger. That's an absolutist argument, and it's a fallacy. No, just because you make a bad decision, you're not necessarily growing from it. You're just as likely to be damaged and have your life impacted by it. Well, my friend John here told me I should, be the driver for a bank robbery tomorrow, Dad. What do you think I ought to do? You think I should drive the getaway car? No, son, you know what? You should drive that getaway car because, you know, the odds of you being caught are pretty good considering all the traffic cameras and all witnesses out there. But, you know, you should do it anyway because even if you get jammed up and caught and go to jail, you'll be stronger for it and learn from it and be a better person coming out the other end. That's Tommy Lawrence advice. Brilliant!
It's everything that was needed to me to get to the point that I was ready to get married, and that I know that now I'm so good.
Hey, okay, that is a splendid...
Yeah, I made a lot of bad choices that I didn't have to make because I was infantilized and helicopter parent from a very young age, helicopter parented by two parents and who weren't in the household. I spent most of my time in daycare or in a publicly funded school, and look at how I turned out, unable to make good choices or be ready for marriage until my 30s. And by the way, that would have been the case even if I had been raised in the 40s, where it would have been a completely different culture. I see.
Hunt an answer.
Yeah, because we can't question the current paradigm and blame that. No, 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 no. I can't think. You want to think about too much about this stuff, right?
There were some girls I might have taken off. You know, I might have gotten off the list. But that okay, that's an honest answer. I don't even remember we were talking.
You rapid fire ask me.
Oh yeah, that's rapid fire for you. Okay, I'm going to clear my answer. It's already cleared. Okay.
Stupid game.
Oh, come on, yeah. Like every time. Do men who never go to the gym have any grounds to advocate that women should stay in shape? Men who never go to the gym. Who are those men?
Of course. Yeah. She's going
to
say no.
I'd say some of us actually do have grounds because we're rational creatures and we don't have to go lift weights to. Anyway, that's fine. We'll talk about this later. Would you?
Well, so first of all, you don't have to go to the gym to be in shape. Number one, you can work out at home, you can do cardio. And you also don't have to go to the gym to not be a big, fat, sloppy pig. Just don't pick up the fork so much. We can't hold women to account to any standard, can we? So, of course, the answer is no.
Mind clearing. Is there a good argument for bringing...
Even though men care more about that stuff than women, because women are the ones who have the babies and... We care about their physical shape and health because that directly impacts whether or not the kid's going to be healthy. But anyway, move on.
Bring back public executions. Hold on, you laughed, so I want to say you're going to say no. But was that a fake out? You could be...
By the way, I'm all for public shaming. Public executions... I don't know, might be overly traumatizing for kiddies. That's kind of barbaric. I don't know. But public shaming? I think that if we had public shaming instead of jail in some cases, or public shaming in addition to jail, we would have a lot less crime. Because I think a lot of people are far more concerned about being humiliated socially than just going to a jail cell and getting three hots and a cot. But anyway, let's continue.
Oh, you see, come on, she laughed, though. It was like a total head fake.
I'm very good at this game.
Yeah, this is awful.
You're really not. Michael Knowles is just a big moron who is touted for his intellectualism way too much.
This is terrible. That's a good question. Would you sooner attend a women's march, or a march for life? So hold on, the phrasing is, would you sooner attend a women's march than a march for life?
Wow, that's a real Sophie's choice here. First, I have to clear up my answer.
Clear the answer.
Read it again so I make
Would you sooner attend a women's march than a march for life.
Okay.
We're talking about feminism. We're talking about...
People never know which way I'm going to go on these.
Just yeah. Oh, man, I don't...
She goes whatever way she thinks will appeal to the most people. Or she goes the way that would not make her answer or her unappealing to her base.
No way.
Even though she's pro-choice.
Ah, come on! Because, why? Because...
First of all...
Because they're on your team. The pro-life people are on your team. And the women's march are not.
The pro-life... She's pro-choice, man. She's not pro-life. She's pro-choice. If she was forced to choose, she's made it very clear that she would not ban abortion. Unless she's changed her view on that. And if she says she has, I wouldn't believe it.
Pro-life people are going to smell and look better. If I'm going to put myself into a crowd, which I hate anyway, I'm going to be honest, too, I'm not showing up to any march.
Yeah.
I don't even like to work out with other people near me.
Of course you're not going to show up to any march. You're a very lazy person yourself, and your work is quite easy. So I find it interesting and amusing how she calls men who don't want to work themselves to death for nothing lazy, while her job requires no physical effort of any kind.
To work out.
Last thing I'm going to do is put myself in a march. I don't even like to go to concerts and sit in general public. Mm-hmm. I don't like crowds. I don't like people. You wouldn't catch me there. I love law enforcement. I wouldn't be at a law enforcement march either.
Yeah.
So, I will say this, though. People often get my position on this very, very
Because you're pro...
I am pro-choice, but I'm not personally pro-choice.
She wants to ride both sides of the fence. She's just like a lot of people in this space. Politician at heart.
I like the pro-life message. If the pro-life message is we want to preserve life and we want to encourage people to...
By the way, these are completely, totally contradictory viewpoints to have. You can't be pro-life and pro-choice. That's totally, completely retarded that she would say that she's both. Tells you she's retarded. She's a moron. She's an idiot. What's this woman's IQ, you think? 95? 90? 85? Forrest Gump level?
Preserve life. I'm with
you. But as a matter of law, if you want to abort your kid, you can. As a matter of law, not as a matter of personal choice.
To an extent. To
an extent. Which means yes. To an extent. It depends on some kind of arbitrary number that nobody to date has come to.
And again, I'm not a late-term abortion. You're never going to catch me advocating for that, even for a limited government perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
Very, very milquetoast view.
I'm with you on the pro-life cause. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
It's not saying that it's not important, that it's not a life. It's not
it's
that.
It's
me saying...
Well, if it's a life, then it's murder, you idiot.
It's the government... And actually, we're in the anniversary of the repeal of Roe v. Wade, right?
Yeah, right.
And there's more abortions now than before they repealed the damn thing.
That's because of the abortion pill. That would happen anyway. That's like 75% of the abortion pill now, which is a technological change.
Okay.
I grant there have been at the state level.
Yeah, she's rehearsed her talking points very well.
Laws. Because the repeal just said go to the states. There are now certain states that say, we're going to have abortion up until the moment of birth.
And there are some, like Tennessee, that say pretty much nothing.
Basically
not,
done,
right?
Yeah.
And I agree with that, states' rights.
So hold on, you're more pro-life than I thought you were.
No, she's not. You can't say, I'm for abortion, say, up to 2 months, and then say I'm pro-life. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Definitely, personally pro-life.
So then why not, if you're...
I don't believe that the government solves the problem.
Why not?
Because I don't believe
the government...
The government
passes laws. The government, we have laws against murder.
That's like, he's pointing out, the government's laws against murder. Against theft, against robbery, against assault. By your very logic, Tommy, we shouldn't have those laws because I don't think having those laws solves the problem of that particular aspect of criminality. What are you talking about? She's so dumb. How does anybody out there follow this broad? She's not even attractive.
Murder. We have laws against jaywalking. We have laws against immigration.
I understand.
You don't understand.
No, loosely.
Yeah. They're not enforced very often.
So,
yeah.
Loosely. I will say this.
All right, she's going. What are you going to say, honey?
Criminalize when you murder because you do it with the intent. I, when I.
there's no intent to killing your baby when you get an abortion? What the hell are you talking about?
I believe that women are in that position, that they are getting an abortion. I believe more often than not.
They don't know what they're doing.
It's because they're scared. They don't know what to do.
True.
They're poor. I don't believe that they do it because they are gonna murder. I don't.
What are you talking about? Well, you know, I killed that guy, but I didn't kill him because my intent was to murder him. I killed him because my intent was to get his wallet with his money because I'm poor, I'm broke, I'm desperate. I didn't intend to kill him, but I did. What? This is so stupid. I love the infantilization of women. This is just an extension of that. Let's infantilize women. By the way, would you make this argument about a man that killed somebody? Or we did it because he was poor. Did it because he was desperate. Of course not. But the pro-life stance is that it's murder. So murder is murder is murder. But in this case, nah, because they're female and they might be desperate. And they didn't intend to kill their kid, even though they know they're killing the kid, but they do it anyway. But for some other reason. So I'm killing them, but not because I just like killing, but because, you know, it'll make my life easier. Isn't that the excuse of most murderers involved in some kind of robbery or something like that, or assault, because they want somebody's phone, they want their shoes, they want their money? This broad is a dummy. Dummy!
Yeah, no.
There's a crowd for that.
Some do.
There's
yeah,
a crowd
not,
for that,
right.
And
most
it's a disgusting
yeah,
crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't believe that it solves the problem. Now, I believe that...
Yes,
it
solves
the problem for the babies.
It absolutely does solve the problem. What the hell are you talking about?
Faith, family, I don't believe you're going to not get an abortion because the government says, okay, we have...
By the way, that's not true. That's a total complete lie. When abortion was illegal, there was much, much, much less of it. What are you talking about? If the risk is... I go to some back alley abortion dude who has a coat hanger and I might get sepsis and die, I'm much more likely to have the kid and then give it up for adoption instead of just murder it. Because, oh, I don't want my poon stretched out or to have stretch marks for when I finally find a guy I want to wife me up.
Abortion rates spiked after Roe v. Wade. Spiked. Now,
right.
There were always some illegal abortions, but not many compared to the legal ones. So I'm just saying, look, whatever your view on abortion is.
Right. So it would solve the problem. But he's not demanding her to answer his challenge. See how now he's trying to, minimize and play to her incorrect, false, unfactual statements? He's really trying to... and make things as easy for her as possible.
That's one thing. I'm just saying, if you're willing to use the government...
And now he's shifting the goalpost away from that so she doesn't have to answer his challenge to her. The direct challenge that she's 100% factually incorrect in saying that I don't think it solves the problem. Meanwhile, he points out that there were way more abortions after Roe v. Wade than before, which is factually true, but now he doesn't require her to answer to that.
To enforce laws about taxes, driving, homicide... manslaughter and murder, whatever. Incest, simple assault, drinking underage. All, you know, we have laws.
By the way, guys, any of you out there follow this broad, she literally said that I don't think that making abortion legal had any change in the number of people getting abortions as to before when it was illegal. She said that.
But everything. Why not that? Why is this the one thing we can't have a law about?
I think intent matters. And again...
I don't know what she's talking about. You think they don't know... again, infantilization of women. You think women don't know that getting abortion kills the child? Do you think they think that it's teleported out of them to some other magical realm or world where the kid exists there and therefore hasn't been killed? What are you talking about? Their intent is to kill the kid. They know it's dying. So... what are you talking about? Is she saying that, well, their intent isn't to kill it, but that's functionally the outcome. But since their intent was just to make their life better because they're poor, even though they could just give the kid up for adoption. And by the way, they can make money with that because you can adopt the kid out to some family and come to some kind of financial arrangement on the side. So I want to do that, but instead, no. They're going to kill the kid, but their intent isn't to kill it. Even though they're killing it, and they know they're killing it. What are you talking about?
Late term? We're not talking about late term.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. If it's a life, it's a life. The term don't matter.
Plenty of time. I think intent matters. Like I said, women that are in that position, I don't believe that they're doing it. When you don't pay your taxes,
it's like
you murder somebody.
Manslaughter, you know.
It's just equivocation. This is just equivocation. Equivocation. It's that sense.
You have an intent to kill someone. You just do it accidentally or, you know, in passion or something.
Yeah. Well, you usually made a pretty egregious mistake.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So what? What does that mean? I don't understand. What is she talking about?
I understand your perspective.
Yeah.
I just don't think that
no,
the government solves the problem.
But it actually does, and evidence shows, you mean laws. You mean laws, and the evidence shows otherwise.
If you want women to choose life, if you want women to either choose life and choose to adopt or choose to be a mother, I believe that you don't do that by government mandate. I believe...
You mean laws? By the way, it's not mandating, it's saying what you can't do, which harms another. It's not saying what you must do. Nobody's forcing her to keep the kid, but... It's understood, at least it used to be, that if you have sex, it's a possibility that it'll lead to a child. And in fact, that's what sex is for. The whole pleasure aspect is just to get you to have sex so you procreate. The whole point of sex is to have children. So if you have sex, then you must accept the consequence. And if you made a bad decision, meaning got with somebody who you don't want to have a kid with, well, then you should accept the consequences of those actions. Right? Right, Tommy?
You do that by faith, fellowship, family, friendship. I think that's the area that you provide love and compassion
and
to
federal
somebody.
Legislation. No, you would disagree.
I disagree
okay.
with you. I don't think it solves the problem.
Now,
evidence shows otherwise.
But you would still go to the March for Life over the Women's March, but
yes.
No marches generally.
I wouldn't go to any march, but I...
She's too lazy to have the courage of her convictions to do anything besides be a talking head.
I have no problem...
And even then, she just rides the fence in many cases and tries to appeal to both sides of the aisle. I'm pro-life, but pro-choice.
With a pro-life march. It's not like
yeah.
I look at it and go, oh, no. Those
yeah.
are my people. I love that they're...
No, they're not. No, they're not. If you are for abortion or you're saying that they shouldn't be outlawed... So, by the way, there's no circumstance by her own stated beliefs that abortion should be illegal. So she's pro-choice. So you can't say those are your people, i.e. pro-lifers. You dummy.
Passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I love that they want to...
The pro-choice people are actually your people.
Preach pro-life values. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe in a federal abortion.
No, you don't.
But I believe in a pro-life message.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Why don't you... But you believe in a murder ban. But I, okay.
And I believe that we have been led to believe that you can't believe both things.
Yeah.
You can't. They're mutually exclusive, you idiot. Don't you understand logic?
And I think that the majority of Americans believe both things.
Yeah.
I think the polls show us that.
Yeah, people are kind of in the middle. That's
no, right. They don't. They do not. The majority of lefties, which you are, as you masquerade as a conservative, believe that. But I mean, they don't even believe that, actually. Lefties believe that it's not a life. So she's trying to say, I believe it's a life, but if you kill it, it's not murder. Or we shouldn't make it illegal, even though it is a life, which means it is murder, so it should be illegal. She holds both these views. No, you can't.
All right. Well, maybe I can persuade you.
You'll
after
never
our after our final round.
Is JoJo Siwa just the first of many influencers who will soon discover that they were pressured into being gay?
First of all, there's a social contagion. Being gay, in many cases, is a choice, though I do think there is a biological possible predisposition that is caused by external factors, i.e., chemicals in the food we eat, in the materials that we handle every day, in our environment that lead to a predisposition in that regard. But anyway, let's see.
Tell me that, but you saw that I moved so fast. Okay, it's fair. So hold on. Now you got to put your answer.
That I believe that on
that you
one?
Believe, and I have to guess what you believe. I shouldn't have moved so fast because Tommy obviously got it right. Correct. Okay. All right. That's last one. Last. That was an easy one. Okay. We're going to clear. Last one. If it's culturally.
It's zero for him because she's so logically inconsistent, i.e. she's all over the place, that it's really impossible to guess her views because she's not logically consistent in her views because she's a big, giant, fake, fraud, phony, and he's trying to approach her in a logical, reasonable, good-faith manner. Ain't anything good-faith about this broad. She's a fake, she's a fraud, she's a phony, completely, totally inauthentic talking head moron. Either that or she's just so completely idiotic, stupid, she doesn't see her own inconsistencies anyway.
Acceptable for black women to dye their hair blonde. Should it also... Sorry. If it's culturally acceptable for black women to dye their hair blonde, should it also be culturally acceptable for white people to wear blackface?
Good Lord.
It's interesting. So first of all, black people cannot have blonde hair. Unless they're like a mulatto or something. So if you're an actual black person. But some black people who are classified as black, do they have blonde hair? Maybe Aborigines? I don't know. Should also be culturally acceptable for... Well, why would you wear blackface? So I think hair color and skin color are different categories. So I think this is a false conflation. But anyway, let's continue.
Kind of a non sequitur, wouldn't you say? Okay, hold on. I got to put my answer. You got to put your answer. Okay. We'll do the others. Okay.
So I'm going to get... You have to lock yours in first, and then I got to guess.
All right, you got to lock yours in, too. Okay. Okay, now I got to...
Now I move yours first, I think.
Except, okay. Tom... So I have an answer in my head that I think you would answer, but you've been faking me out this whole game, and or have been crushing
out.
Me.
Yeah.
Because you're expecting her answers to make sense, and they don't.
Now, do you want me to answer?
You gotta move it to mine.
I hope I'm right on that. I hope for your sake.
I'm completely fine with blackface. In some cases, I say completely in some. Ooh. Here's my argument. I remember once there was some blackface controversy came up. You know,
there like, was many of them. Yes.
There were many, like not even blackface, like Jimmy Fallon, like. Dressed up as Chris Rock or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a cab, I was in an Uber, nice Uber, with a black driver. And it came on the radio. And I said, oh, what do you think about that? And he said, oh, man, I don't care. It's all in good fun. I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my view. If
I think the only people that really care about that kind of stuff are like white liberals, white liberal Karens that got nothing better to do.
If you're doing it to be really cruel to any racial group, I think that's quite wrong to be cruel and rude. But if you're just sort of, you know, having fun, it's fine. I think the Wayans brothers can put on white.
I think this is more a cultural appropriation thing, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's stupid regardless.
Okay, so I think I can do a little minstrel show. Billy Kersands was the great genius of minstrelsy. He was a black guy.
Yeah.
So that one's going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's fine.
I think that you're correct, that I don't think many care as much as the loud voices that decry it. However, I just would never do it. I'm not going to walk into that territory. It just does not seem worth it to me to be canceled for that.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't have the desire of that badly.
As a Sicilian, we're basically African ourselves. So if I were Lily White, I might have a different answer. Now, folks, listen here. Tommy's new show, Tommy Lawrence Fearless, covers everything. From trending political topics to today's pop culture news.
That's the exact opposite of the truth. Unfortunately, she's extremely fearful, as she just pointed out.
To sports and everything in between. No topics are off limits. Take a look.
God. So she agreed to appear on this as long as they, advertised her new show. Well, she looks horrible in that pic. Old age does not agree with you, Tommy. You need to revisit the plastic surgeon and get another touch-up, sweetheart.
Well, folks, we probably could have pre...
Oh, wow. Now she looks totally, completely, 100% different to how she looks right now in this show and how she looked in the picture for this advertisement right before this video just appeared. I mean, wow. Talk about what looked like a lot of filters and a ton of makeup. They're going to do a lot of work to make this broad even marginally attractive.
Predicted this, but I want to show you what happens when a religious group, of course, a Christian group, tries to peacefully assemble, hold an event, hold a rally in a deep blue liberal hellhole. Cue the loving and tolerant left. Yes, doing what they naturally do with their loving and unifying message, surrounding a poor woman with her infant, spewing hate. All because Christians wanted to assemble and they had the audacity to do it in some place like Seattle. I know, God forbid, the horror.
Now, you can go check out more of Tommy's content. You probably already follow her, like just statistically.
No, I don't. No way.
Speaking, you probably already follow her on Instagram at Tommy Lauren and YouTube at Tommy Lauren is Fearless. And I will see you, first of all, thank you, Tommy. It was marvelous to see you.
Thank you for having me.
And I will see you next time.
Yeah, somebody who claims to be both pro-life and pro-choice at the same time. I'm a sinner, but I've never sinned in my life. Well, those are two mutually exclusive states of being. You can only be one. You can't be both. The heck I can't! Well, she's got some interesting logic, meaning non-logic. Anyway, there you go. There's my review of Tommy Lauren's appearance on the Daily Wire with Mr. Knowles here. Gigantic soy boy that he is. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Is this Tommy based? Is she logically consistent? Is she logical at all? Does she have good critical thinking skills? Or is she a big, giant joke, fake, faux, conservative, and really a effinist and not even that covert about it? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that notification bell because, you know, YouTube's not going to tell you if I post new content. You got to hit that bell. And even if you do, they may not notify you. But you're a heck of a lot more likely to get a notification if you do hit that bell than if you, you know, don't. Don't forget to check out my Patreon. Maybe follow me there or support me on my GoFundMe. I have a call to action, a GoFundMe fundraising campaign going on GoFundMe right now. You want to know what that's about? There's an explanation in detail. Click the link below. And also click on one of my many social media links and follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever floats your boat. Anyhow, on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher, because, you know, if you're a realist, as a man, you're going to be going your own way. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.